This is the Music Mentor Podcast. What is going on, my friends? This is Demian, your host of the Music Mentor Podcast, and welcome to episode number 229. This week's episode is all about optimizing your Zoom experience, both as a teacher and as a student. But as always, before I get to the nitty-gritty, I want to give a shout out to the wonderful companies that I endorse. Zildjian Cymbals, Vader Drumsticks, LP Percussion, Gibraltar Hardware, Remo Drum Heads, Simpad Accessories, Yuka Tape, U-Basses by Kala Brand, Nirvana Handpans, specifically their Acolyte model, which I strongly suggest you check out because not only are they incredibly durable and a beautiful sounding instrument, their quality and the craftsmanship is second to none, but they are also incredibly affordable and you cannot go wrong. Check out their website. And last but not least, Ultimate Ears in-ear monitors. And if you're looking to upgrade your in-ear game, if you want to step into the world of in-ear monitoring and ear protection, look no further. Check out Ultimate Ears. Check out their website. And if you're ready to purchase something, right before you do so, shoot an email to my friend Joe Lester, who works at Ultimate Ears. And you give him the code DA20 when you email him at ultimateaudiojoe@gmail.com, and you will get a 20% discount across the board. So in case you missed the last couple of weeks, episode 227 was titled Social Distant Learning, and it was all about me trying to explain to you advantages, disadvantages, what to look for, and so on regarding online teaching, online lessons, as far as the teachers are concerned, and also as the students are concerned. The following episode, 228, was about how to choose what you want to learn and why, and a couple other things. And that will allow you to sort of get into the mindset of the online education ecosystem that I think is more than normal at this point. But I wanted to talk specifically today about Zoom, because it's the platform that most people seem to be using, at least here in the United States. I know there are people all over the world that use different methods and different technology, but I wanted to talk specifically about Zoom today because it's not only what I've been using the most, but it's what most people seem to gravitate toward, again, at least here in the United States. So if you're familiar with Zoom, stick around because I'm going to be talking about more details. But if you don't know what Zoom is, I'm going to start basically from the beginning. First things first, Zoom is an app, and basically it allows you to have video, audio, conferences, webinars, lessons, and so on and so forth. It gives you the ability to record your meetings in both audio and video, and of course share your screen, and a bunch of other features are really, really interesting. So the way you would go about using Zoom first and foremost is downloading the app, and you go to zoom.us and you download it there. By the way, it's a free app, and also I'm not getting any money from this. I'm not promoting Zoom other than to try to optimize your experience with it if you're dealing with it, or if you're using it rather. So when it comes to the optimization of this app, I'm speaking specifically about your sound settings for learning and for also teaching. And there's basically three ways where most people seem to be using, or how they utilize Zoom as far as the audio aspect of it. One of them being the sort of basic, your computer audio and your headphones. And that is basically the one with the least amount of work. You just basically open your laptop and talk into it as if the laptop was a microphone, because it is, and you have headphones for reference. Whether they're nice headphones or fancy headphones or no headphones at all, it's also a possibility. The second way that a lot of people use it, including myself, is through an audio interface. So the audio interface that I use is a Scarlett. It's a 2i2, very affordable, very small. It has two inputs, and in one of them, I plug in my microphone, the microphone that I'm using to speak right now. And I also have the ability to plug in a bass for my bass students and also a guitar for my guitar students. If I'm doing, for example, percussion lessons, I might, or I use another microphone in which I would play congas, or a couple of times I've done some stuff on the handpan, so I might do that as well. So That's what a lot of people do. But if you have, let's just say that you're doing several instruments and, you know, you also have a keyboard that's hooked up through a line input and you have a microphone, but you also want to play guitar, want to play drums or whatnot, and you don't have enough inputs or microphones, the other option would be going through a mixer in which you have multiple channels and you can plug in as many as obviously the mixer will allow. And then you just have two lines out and they go to your interface. That is also an option. And I know people that also have had or have used USB mixers, which they just plug in directly to your computer and you it does the two output or a stereo mix out for you, and you just have to regulate the levels as you would expect. So I personally enjoy the audio interface route the most because of my the dimension and the dynamics of my lessons. I usually don't do more than two instruments at one time. All I have to do is sort of switch and plug stuff in differently. So Zoom as a whole has been very effective also because of the different settings that I can customize. And there's a whole plethora of things that you can do. But I wanted to walk you through not only as a student, but also as a teacher to make things the best. So once you are logged in and you are ready to start your conference or your call, you can just go to either the settings on your menu, or if you have you're in the home page on the top right corner, right below your account or your name and your status of your person, whether it's available or whatnot, right below the search bar, you'll see a little gear, sort of the universal media sign for settings. So you have to click on that. And you have a lot of options. You have sort of the general options, and you have video, audio, chatting options, virtual background, how to record and video, as well as statistics, and so on and so forth. But I want you to click on audio. And once you do, that's where you start choosing your speakers and your microphone. And there's a drop-down menu for both. If I use my interface, I choose the first option, or the speaker option is the first one, and I click my Scarlett 2i2 in my case for both the speaker and the microphone. And that within itself is a huge upgrade to what your student or what the listener, basically the person on the other end, is going to enjoy much more. It's going to be much better. So that is, if you just only do that and you only use the interface, it's going to be a massive improvement. And if you also don't have an interface, but you have a nicer microphone, USB microphone, like a Blue microphone or whatever, you can do that. So this is pretty self-explanatory. You'll see it, and it's important. But what I do want you to do is to click on the advanced settings, which is at the very bottom of that page. And you have a little box that opens, and you have three options: suppress persistent background noises, suppress intermittent background noises, and echo cancellation. And I want you to disable the first two. So you're just going to click on the little drop down menu and it'll say auto, moderate, aggressive, or disable. And I will encourage you to disable the first two. And echo cancellation, you can just leave on auto. This should dramatically change the way that you're taking in the sound, because if there's a lot of noises, some things get shut down, or the compression is all weird, or the echo gets weird, or it takes too much bandwidth, and so on and so forth. So this is, as a rule of thumb, this is something that you want to do. And also, when you start the meeting, you have the option, or when you click with join with computer audio, don't get confused by that. That is whatever you is in your settings. You also obviously click join, and you have an option on the top left corner you'll see to use or turn on original sound, and that's what you want, the original sound. It doesn't restore the settings, it's just what you have chosen. So I hope this really helps. It has made my whole experience much, much better, and I hope it helps you as well. Quickly before I go, I just want to remind you all that I'm currently offering music mentorship sessions, one-on-one, pairs or groups, and we can talk about that through private messaging, and we can get to details as far as how I do those things and what the sessions are all about. And also, I am offering music lessons, whether it's drums or congas, bongos, any type of percussion, handpans if you're interested, and of course guitar and bass for beginners and intermediate, and introduction to music theory, to garage band, and a bunch of other things. So if you're interested, please drop me a line through social media or go to my website and send me an email. And last but not least, I want to ask you all, if you enjoyed this type of tutorial type of podcast, because I never really have done one before, and I'm curious to know what you all think. And of course, constructive criticism is always appreciated. Thank you so much for listening. This was the Music Mentor Podcast.